The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
I want you to know that your insensitivity is ridiculous. I no longer have grandparents due to this virus because of people like you.
Is anybody tired of this tyranny? You love tyranny. You get out. You get out. No more masks. No more masks.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
Oh, boy. I am so glad I have the privilege of being able to remind anyone listening that today is the National Day of Prayer. What does that mean? It means we are a country that celebrates our Judeo-Christian foundation. And I get to work for a company that does not stifle or censor or silence me in any way, by the way, in any way, shape, or form. And I've got a goal for you today. I got a mission for you. I got two missions for you. Two things I want to share with you on this Breaking News Thursday. First of all, we got good news figures released moments ago by the Labor Department showing we are returning. The country is coming back.
Breaking now on the Mike Gallagher Show.
The number of Americans filing for first-time unemployment benefits fell to a new low, a new pandemic low. The latest evidence that the layoffs are slowing, the economic rebound is strengthening. Figures released shows that applications for the week ending May 1st fell to 498,000 from a revised 590,000 a week earlier. And the number of unemployed workers applying for benefits is down sharply from the peak of almost 7 million that was reached when stay-at-home orders were first issued a year ago. Yesterday, the governor of New York made an announcement that stunned the Broadway world. I'm a theater fan and can't wait to get back into a Broadway theater. I don't know what he's talking about, and Broadway doesn't really either. You still can't buy tickets. I mean, it was a big announcement, lots of fanfare. You understand, the governor of New York, the embattled governor of New York, makes an announcement. Then the embattled mayor of New York pushes back, and those two fight with each other, and they disagree. New Yorkers have to think we have a three-ring circus for leadership in our state. Oh, no, they don't. They're a bunch of liberal Democrats, and they think it's all normal. Here was the governor of New York yesterday making a ridiculous announcement about Broadway.
Broadway tickets go on sale today at 100% capacity for theaters. The shows open September 14th. That's a function of how Broadway operates, obviously. They have to have a play to put on, and they're in the process of doing that. But the tickets go on sale tomorrow.
Which is today, and I can't find a way to buy a Broadway ticket. If you can, give me some advice, because I'm ready. I was all set, and I understand. And I know a lot of Broadway people, so I have a lot of connections, and I know producers, I know musicians, actors, actresses. They don't know what the heck Cuomo's talking about. They are planning to ramp up productions, but in terms of ticket sales, they are not selling tickets, as far as I can tell, today. The shows that are apparently coming back are Phantom of the Opera, Wicked, and The Lion King. That's it. Moulin Rouge is supposed to come back later in the year. They're starting rehearsals for a lot of these shows, July and August. But there's Cuomo, again, with this big flourish of an announcement. And the Broadway community, first of all, a lot of Broadway people are still petrified. They don't want to work. They're worried about getting COVID. They don't want to be backstage. And you think about a theater. I mean, you're in a cramped area. And to be fair, COVID devastated the Broadway community. There were lots of stories of sick and dying and people who did die. Very famous story of one of the stars of the of one of my favorite musicals, Waitress. A young guy, apparently completely healthy, and he had a nightmare story and a case, and he died. And young family and brand new baby, and it was a heartbreaking story. Thankfully, that was the exception, not the rule, but a lot of people got sick from COVID in the Broadway community, so they are traumatized. They don't really want to go. They're in no hurry to go back to work. And, of course, you got the union component, just like with the teachers' union. You got the American Federation of Teachers. They don't want to go back. The American Federation of Teachers doesn't want to go back to school. They want to keep sitting in their living room in their pajamas teaching by Zoom. And the same thing with Actors' Equity and the museum, or the musicians' unions and the stagehand unions. They're very, very afraid. I don't like making fun of people who are afraid. I just think it's worth acknowledging and recognizing. Now, between the two governors, Cuomo or Florida's DeSantis, I like this governor's announcement. Listen to this announcement that Governor Ron DeSantis made yesterday about law enforcement officers in his state.
I asked the legislature in this legislative session, we need to do bonuses for law enforcement. Someone defund... Some want to defund the police. We're funding the police and then some.
Okay, so that's a tale of two governors. Governor DeSantis also announced today there will be a new Florida election bill that limits drop boxes, regulates mail-in voting, keeps mail-in voting accessible, but protects election integrity. Governor DeSantis announcing this morning, we'll play this clip for you here in just a few minutes. Governor DeSantis saying we're making sure we're enforcing voter ID, we're banning ballot harvesting, we're not going to let political operatives go and get satchels of votes to dump them in some drop box. We're prohibiting mass mailing of balloting. We've had absentee voting in Florida for a long time. You request a ballot, you get it, you mail it in. But to just indiscriminately send them out is not a recipe for success. Stop the presses. Stop the presses. You got a governor who wants to make it easier to vote but harder to cheat. The Democrats will not approve. That's going to be Charlie Crist's ticket to the governor's mansion. Charlie Crist, the former Republican, now congressman, is leaving Congress to run for governor, which, of course, is going to give that seat a good shot to be won by a Republican next year. We are close. 2022 cannot come soon enough. Now, we've got a couple of missions today here on this Thursday, May the 6th episode of the Mike Gallagher Show in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Mission number one, pray for our country. Today is the National Day of Prayer. Remarkably, thankfully, graciously, Joe Biden hasn't banned it yet. He confirmed yesterday. First Thursday in May, it's the National Day of Prayer. I hope you'll pray. In fact, I hope you'll pray with us. Because on this National Day of Prayer, normally when you call 800-655-MIKE, you press 1 to come on air with us, but if you press 2, you can leave a voicemail message. Today, all of our voicemail messages will be prayers. On this National Day of Prayer and recognizing how crucial it is to pray and knowing that prayer works, I hope that when you call 800-655-MIKE and you press 2, you'll leave us a prayer. Please make it fairly brief so we can get a lot of voices on this show, 30 or 20 seconds or less, and we'll try to feature as many prayers on today's show as we can. 800-655-MIKE, press 2 to leave your prayer on this National Day of Prayer. Secondly, more big tech censorship. Mike Lindell has now been kicked off of Vimeo. Vimeo, the video platform, has kicked Mike Lindell's Vimeo account off of its platform, apparently. Once again, they're trying to erase Mike Lindell and MyPillow. And every time that happens, I tell you, And I remind you about this amazing, game-changing pillow, the premium My Pillow that's normally $69.98. I managed to get them to reduce the price again all the way down to $29.98. So if you've been thinking about getting a My Pillow, today'd be a good day to order one, because it's got to be so hard for all the hundreds and hundreds of people who work for My Pillow. I know it's got to be tough on Mike personally. This is a guy who loves his country, who stands up for his country. He stands up for voter integrity, election integrity, and all they want to do is erase him. And all you keep doing is buying product. And there's about 100-plus products you can buy at MyPillow. The pillow, the premium MyPillow, $29.98 when you enter the promo code MikeG. The My Slippers, 2 years to develop these amazing slippers, 40% off when you enter the promo code MikeG. The Giza Dream Sheets, smoothest, softest, most comfortable, incredible sheets you'll ever sleep in. Buy one set, get the second set absolutely free when you enter the promo code MikeG. The incredible bath towels that are the most absorbent towels you'll ever use. Towels that actually work. Buy one set, get the second set free when you use the promo code MikeG. And don't forget the doggy beds. $19.98. A bed for your pooch that is exactly the same material as used in the pillow. Your pooch deserves the best as well, right? Your doggy deserves the very best as well. So go to MyPillow.com. Look for the Mike Gallagher Listener Special box. You'll see the square there on the box. We click on that box, and with anything you order, be sure to enter the promo code MikeG. So you will save big, and you're going to support MyPillow on a day when, once again, they're trying to cancel him. And you're not going to let them. So that's your mission today. Pray and buy some products for MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG, MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG, or call 800-928-6034, 800-928-6034, promo code MikeG, like we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG. Also a lot of prayers on our MyPillow text line. I just saw one on this National Prayer Day, Mike. I pray my husband is cured of metastatic lung cancer. Lord, we lift her husband up to you and in prayer that you will grant them healing and comfort and love. May God's will help this family through this difficult, difficult time, and God's grace and mercy. Again, I'm grateful that we get to talk about prayer, we get to talk about our faith, we get to talk about fighting for our country. 1-800-655-MIKE. What do you make of Congressman Charlie Crist freeing up a congressional seat to try to challenge Ron DeSantis? Do you know they're actually trying to convince people that Ron DeSantis has done a bad job with COVID in Florida? You got to be kidding me. 800-655-MIKE. I hope you join us.
Celebrating Mike Gallagher's 23 years of radio coast to coast. We're so grateful for your support over the years. And the best is yet to come.
A hug and kiss.
I bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. It could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Ho, 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 it's magic.
Mike Gallagher.
Mike, this is a simple prayer I use every day. God bless all my friends. God bless all my relatives. And God bless all my enemies.
This prayer I've been praying for years. It's four words. Thy will be done. And that's it. God bless you and God bless America.
Dear God, please be with us in the United States of America. We know that your sovereign will be done, and we give you thanks for this day. Amen.
Amen. I like saying, keep fighting the good fight. Of course, that's from Timothy. There are a lot of fighters. Kurt Schlichter is a warrior over at Town Hall. He writes today, when President DeSantis is sworn in on January 20th, 2025, he should give a short speech and then by 12:10 be firing people, lots of people. Now, he said it might not be the current Florida governor. We do know it's not going to be Governor Nikki or Christie. But whoever beats Kamala Harris like a drum needs to come into the Oval Office ready to clear out the bureaucracy. Just level it. I mean, President DeSantis has a pretty good little ring to it. And yet, they hate him. Man, you should look at this headline. Florida officials denounce Governor Ron DeSantis's lifting of COVID-19 restrictions. The mayor of St. Petersburg, our health has become politicized, says a liberal Democrat, hater of Republicans. Okay, great. See, that's the joke about all these COVID arguments we're having. The left thinks that they're with the science and they're not political. But if you push back on any... Did you see Tucker Carlson's monologue last night? People are over the top unhinged about anybody daring to question anything they say about vaccines. We're supposed to be beating the drum for vaccines. That's what is expected. In fact, a Southwest Airlines pilot evidently didn't like a little three-year-old with a disorder on the plane that didn't have a mask on, kicked the family off the plane. Dear God, may the madness end. That's my prayer. 800-655-MIKE. I promise, your voice, your perspective, coming up.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
Silencing Trump will only, in the end, make him and the movement he still leads stronger. But alas, Donald Trump is just the latest target. This is what the left does. This is who they are. And it's been this way from the beginning. They've always been, well, fascists. Too strong? Of course not. As California Governor Ronald Reagan said in 1975, if fascism ever comes to America, it will come in the name of liberalism.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
That was Pete Hegseth, who's hosting the 7 p.m. slot this week on Fox News, getting monster ratings, incidentally. He's doing a great job. I think they're auditioning people for that slot. And good luck, because Fox News seems to be protecting their independent or conservative voices. Tucker Carlson's monologue last night, I talked to a friend of mine. It was the reckless, terrible, horrible thing. And, you know, Tucker dared to question the numbers they give us about vaccines. Not allowed to do that. You're just not permitted. That's not allowed. Now, my friend who's a conservative said Tucker should be allowed to do what he did. And I defend your right to push back against it. What I don't defend is the deplatforming, the censoring, the removing of voices, the erasing of voices. And I don't know what vaccination is. It was the funniest story this morning. Got on the elevator, and a lady freaks out on the elevator with me in my apartment building because the sign about mask wearing was taken down, and she flipped out. Why isn't the sign up? And she looks at me. I'm thinking, oh, boy, here we go. And I had my mask on, like I do, because I'm in a public area of my condo, which is like a lot of places all around the country. In public areas, they want you to wear a mask. And I never quite understand when the people who don't wear masks are sort of walking around stores or sometimes marching around a store. You wonder, do they want the confrontation? Do they expect it? I know there's a huge debate about the mask, and there's a huge debate about vaccines. People are starting to go to Yankees games, right, Eric? Aren't they going back to baseball games? But I think you have to show, I believe, a proof of either vaccination or I think a negative COVID test in order to go to a baseball game. I mean, I told you about the announcement about Broadway yesterday, and Cuomo, You don't think they're going to have require proof of vaccination? You think those actors are going to go into a theater with people that might be super spreaders? Listen, they might have proctologists at the theater entrances in New York City. I mean, they may be real thorough in terms of making sure you are either vaccinated or you have a negative COVID test. You laugh at that. Weren't they doing that in China? Weren't they doing COVID tests rectally? So I could see that line. I'm going over to the Schubert Theater. What's that line for? Oh, that's for my exam. Make sure I've got a negative COVID test or I'm vaccinated. But what's going on with the baseball game? I don't even know how any of this is working. Mark knows. Apparently there's, I guess, a vaccinated section and a non-vaccinated section. Hey, Mark, welcome. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you, Michael.
You bet. Yes. You bet. Tell me about what's going on at baseball games.
Well, Andrew Cuomo wants to propose and make Yankee Stadium have a section for vaccinated people and a section for unvaccinated people.
And you're making that up.
I heard that yesterday.
Okay.
And if that's not a parallel to Plessy versus Ferguson.
Yeah, separate but equal.
Right, which is widely criticized. It's inherently unequal, is what the rebuttal was, right?
Right, right.
If that's not a separate but equal issue, then I don't know what is.
Well, I mean, let's go with this for a little bit. Let's see how this is going to work. And then what's going to happen with the people in the unvaccinated section? You know, there's not going to be any popcorn vendors going through that section. They're not going to get food. Maybe the vaccinated people can like throw things from a distance at the unvaccinated section. You know, they can just start pelting them with foreign objects. I mean, and the unvaccinated section is not going to be a good seat, right?
Absolutely not.
I mean, Mark, what's do you recognize America anymore?
I'm 30, so it seems like it's going in a downward trajectory. I haven't lived the 80s or the 70s,
right?
So, but I obviously read a lot. But
sure,
it seems
sure.
like we're continuing towards a more fascistic tone.
Fascistic indeed. I mean, honest to goodness, Mark, I think the 70s and 80s, and I did live through it, that was a walk in the park compared to what we're going through today. Honest to goodness. I mean, you mentioned New York and the Yankees. You know what's going on in New York with this bail reform? The progressives, the Democrats who are enamored with not putting people in jail, they don't want people to go to jail. This is Democrats today. So when you got Ron DeSantis saying we're going to literally be giving bonuses to law enforcement. They hate police in communities in blue states and blue cities so much, and they hate law and order and the rule of law. They're defending this bail reform. It is a crazy. This story is so bizarre. Tori Richards over at the Washington Examiner wrote a piece, New York's bail reform law continues to be a beacon for lawlessness as recent hate crimes and attacks on four synagogues show. This latest case, 29-year-old Jordan Burnett is accused of smashing windows, defacing prayer books during a Bronx synagogue crime spree in April that resulted in him being charged with 42 counts. Well, he's back on the street. Got a judge to push him back out on the street. No bail. No bail. Bail reform. I mean, listen to these cases. That's not an isolated case. Teacher Mikhail Bucknavage, 23, is accused of elbowing New York police sergeant Leonardo D'Oliveria in the face. Bucknavage was caught tagging a building with spray paint during an April 14th protest. He was in the process of being handcuffed. They let him out. Ricardo Hernandez, 32, allegedly tried to push an Asian police officer under the train tracks was charged with hate crimes, the judge said he needs to be freed. The judge said his hands were tied. Because even though he tried to push the Asian cop onto the train tracks, he wasn't technically injured. Even though the guy that tried to do it has had a dozen prior arrests. 32-year-old Takeem Newsom, accused of dragging a New York police officer with his car during an arrest. In an unrelated case, the same guy, Takeem Newsom, was charged with attempted murder and robbery at a sports bar, released by the judge. Released by the judge. I mean, if you can help me understand the left's goofy bail reform obsession, I am all ears. Please explain it to me. I mean, I can give you the argument from the left, from the wokes. The wokes say, you know, our justice system has unfairly and disproportionately targeted African Americans. So therefore now, in order to tip the scale the other direction, if you try to kill an Asian police officer and you're a black guy or a white, anybody, if it's a hate crime, we're going to not incarcerate that person because it's not fair, because we used to incarcerate blacks unfairly. That person needs to be freed. You go up and slug a little old lady in the face? No. You got to be freed. You got to be let go. I mean, their thinking is so warped and so sick. And these no bail laws that Democrats are enacting are leaving a giant trail of violence and mayhem and misery. People are fleeing these Democrat-run cities. And you know what's going to happen? Republicans are going to win in 2022. Republicans are going to get this back. You got to hear about this story involving this guy that attacked a Jewish synagogue and what the judge did with him. I'm going to tell you all about it coming up. Portions of our show are brought to you by MyPillow. Don't forget, please, 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 support Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Mike got kicked off of Vimeo this week. And when you hear that news, people just keep supporting MyPillow in a major way. Just got a note, having a record day in sales. I knew we would. I knew you'd come through. Go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to enter the promo code MikeG so you'll save big on the pillows. $29.98 for the premium MyPillow, the slippers, the bed sheets. You're going to get the best night's sleep of your life, and you're going to be supporting a great, great American who doesn't deserve what big tech and what the machine is doing to Mike Lindell. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG, or call 800-928-6034. Don't forget, today's the National Day of Prayer. When you call 800-655-MIKE, press 2. Please make the prayer as short as you can so we get a lot of voices on. But let's pray for one another. Let's pray for America. Let's pray that God's grace touches the hearts of all, including those we disagree with.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast at MikeOnline.com. You and I first loved this way, but now I know how love can grow with each and every day. Mike Gallagher.
Dear Lord, we thank you for blessings in abundance, for your love and protection. Please continue to protect us, especially our police, first responders, military, and their families. God bless America.
May God grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, the courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. May God bless America and its citizens, and you too, Mike.
Thank you. One of my favorite prayers of all time. Just got a nice text message on the MyPillow text line. I just ordered 3 MyPillow products, including the Religious Experience slippers for my wife. We'll be dropping some hints for some reciprocation for Father's Day. Good, good, love it. That's my prayer, that we have a huge MyPillow day, since the news just dropped that Mike Lindell's been deplatformed from Vimeo, the big video platform service. Let me share with you my conversation with Dov Hyken. I had a great conversation. Dov is a politician, an activist. He's former Democrat New York State Assemblyman representing Brooklyn's Assembly District 48. We talked about this bail reform nonsense coming out of New York. I'm reading about rioters and violent criminals burning down buildings and vandalizing buildings and terrorizing communities like Portland and Seattle. They're not going to face any prosecution either. They're Black Lives Matter activists. They're Black Lives Matter. They're protesters, Dove. They're not looters or committing act. They're protesters, don't you know?
Things are out of control.
Absolutely.
And all of this is extremely dangerous. Serious repercussions if we permit this to continue. And Mike, I believe that the people indulging in all of this, you know, the Black Lives Matter, others, it's really a minority, but a very vocal minority. And I think they used to call it the silent majority. I think the rest of us need to stand up and speak out and not permit this to continue to happen. Look what's happening to New York. Crime is out of control. We're going back to the numbers. You know, we're moving towards those numbers. You remember David Dinkins, when people, you know, were fleeing the city of New York, the state of New York? Well, that's happening again right now. People's lives are being destroyed. It's a disaster. And unfortunately, you know, with these incidents in the Bronx that just happened, after this person was permitted back into the streets, how many politicians spoke out? How many Democratic politicians stood up and said, this is wrong. This is not acceptable. We need to do something about this. And Mike, yesterday, the governor of the state of New York, formerly King Cuomo, you know, he was the king, not anymore. He was asked about this, how he felt about this person being permitted out. Can you believe that Cuomo said, I'm not that familiar with this case. I got to check into it. Can you believe that?
Wow. Well, you have reminded me over the years about how anti-Semitism gets a little bit of a different look from a lot of politicians, certainly from the media, the mainstream media. You know, we after George Floyd's death, we have had a robust, contentious conversation about race in America, and yet I've seen all these video clips of members of the Jewish community assaulted on the streets of New York, just randomly attacked. Asian Americans are experiencing this kind of violence as well. And it's just so remarkable to me. Did we learn nothing from the Holocaust, from the treatment of the Jews, in our lack of humanity, the hatred, the bigotry? And it's like, you know, for some reason, Dove Hikind, anti-Semitism seems to get a pass.
Look, it's something that I've said again and again. Anti-Semitism is not treated the same way that hatred towards the Black community and other communities is treated.
Why is that? Why? Well, why?
You know, I wish I had a simple answer. I don't understand it. I don't get it. Well, it's probably because we're so powerful. You know, it's probably because, you know, we control everything.
Everything.
Control
you run the media, banks, though, the entertainment. Yeah, you're in charge of everything. Yeah.
We don't need any help. You know, we're okay.
Which I ironically is anti-Semitism on top of anti-Semitism. I mean, it's like layers of bigotry and hatred and stereotyping. Dove, I get this sense, as outrageous as this case is, that there is a big awakening that's occurring, that there is a pushback to this kind of injustice. Do you feel that as well in New York, or is this a lost cause?
I'm not sure. Look, we've had Bill de Blasio as mayor. He's been pretty much of a disaster. Who's coming next? Are we going to have someone even more to the left than de Blasio, if that's possible? You know, what's the future of New York?
A lot of great questions and a terrific conversation. I had a lengthy chat with Dove Hikind. He's a great, great voice in America. Check it out on our podcast. Go to MikeOnline.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Get the Mike Gallagher Backstage Pass. You'll hear a lot of great one-on-one and unique conversations. MikeOnline.com. Coming up, speaking of podcasts, digital, big tech, a lot of censorship going on. I had a spirited, feisty debate with my pal Mark Davis this morning. He sort of defends big tech's ability to censor in a way. We'll see what you think of the exchange I had with him. It's coming up.